This isn't your fault, Laurel. You shouldn't feel guilty.
I don't feel guilty. I'm angry. This wasn't some random break-in. Edward Rasmus is involved. I know it.
Okay, listen, our guys are looking into this, but you need to stay out of it, okay? Because if Rasmus is behind this, he's clearly not messing around.
If you'd like to say goodbye to Taylor, I will be taking him over to Child Services. Doesn't he have any other family? Grandparents are in Melbourne. We're tracking them down, but until then, he's going to be a temporary ward of the state. He can stay with me. As his attorney, I am assigning myself temporary guardianship. You'd still need a judge's order. I'll have it to you in an hour. Well, have it your way.
Okay, look, I'm going to park a patrol car outside your place.
Fine.
And you? You look after them, all right?
I spend most nights at your daughter's anyways. There was probably a better time to tell you that.
Probably not.
So you're gonna come stay at my house, okay? Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I heard what happened. I just wanted to make sure Laurel was okay.
You could have just called.
I met Laurel's clients and their son yesterday, and I felt badly.
You met them?
Yeah, when I was picking up Laurel for lunch. Which she didn't tell you about.
Tell you what?
Nothing.
It's settled. Taylor's coming home with us tonight.
Well, if you need anything, don't...
We're fine.
Okay.
We should really get going.
Here.